are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Randa.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Sam, and here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, do you know how special you are?
Yes.
Do you know how much God loves you?
Yes.
Well, we are all different, but God loves us all the same.
Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
Each of us was made in the image of God.
Psalms 139 says, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Do you know that full well? You know what that means, full well?
No.
You really know it. So do you really know that you are a work of God and that you were wonderfully made and fearfully made? Do you all know that?
Yes.
God knit you together in your mother's womb. He created you.
1 John 3 verse 16 says, How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are.
You are a child of God. A precious child of God. God has lavished his love. That means he's showered you. He's just poured and poured and poured his love upon you. God's love is so amazing, and it's so different from the love that people share. God's love is unconditional. What does unconditional mean?
God's love never changes.
That's right. People may love or like each other for different reasons. What are some of the reasons?
Sometimes the more popular kids have more friends than other people.
Mm-hmm. Alexa?
Well, a lot of times people become popular by making other people look bad.
Boy, that's a terrible way to become popular, making fun of someone else. Uh-huh.
Some sports players sometimes become famous for being show-offs once they do something good.
Okay, that's another good example. Kendall?
Some models just become models because they're really skinny.
Yeah, and then people think that I need to be skinny to be pretty, too. You don't have to be popular, and you don't have to be a sports hero, and you don't have to be pretty and rich to be famous with God, do you?
No.
Those things don't matter at all to him.
Zephaniah 3:17 says, God takes great delight in you.
He will quiet you with his love.
He will rejoice over you with singing.
God takes delight in us and sings about us. Isn't that a wonderful thought?
Yes. God made me, I have a purpose. God made me, wonderfully made, part of His plan. God made me to love Him, to serve Him, to praise Him. In the glory, God made me, God made me. I have a purpose, God made me, wonderfully made, part of His plan. God made me to love Him, to serve Him, to praise Him. Jesus is always the best example of how God wants us to love.
Jesus even loved the unlovable.
Jesus healed the people with leprosy.
He wasn't afraid to touch them and treat them with respect.
Jesus loved little children.
When the disciples told the children to leave Jesus alone, Jesus blessed them and called them to sit on His knee.
Jesus loved sinners and thieves.
He forgave them and changed their lives.
He had compassion for the lowly people of this world.
Earthly possessions didn't matter to Him.
The King of Kings, Jesus, didn't even have a home on earth.
He was born in a stable.
And we are His disciples, right?
Right.
And Jesus wants us to be humble and to love each other as He loved us.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Feed my lambs.
Feed my lambs.
Jesus said.
Jesus said,
show me you love me, trust and believe, and follow me. Follow me.
Follow me. Jesus said,
feed my lambs.
Feed my lambs.
Jesus said.
Jesus said,
show me you love me, trust and believe, and follow me. Love each other as I love, serve each other as I serve. Forgive each other as I forgive, for I have forgiven you. Follow me.
Follow me.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Feed my lambs.
Feed my lambs.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Show me
So what have we learned from this lesson today? Miranda.
God created us in His image.
He loves us all the same.
He made us all for a purpose.
We're special.
He wants us to become more like Jesus every day we live.
And you all have learned this lesson well. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, you have created each one of these precious children, and we know that you will be guiding them and caring for them each and every day they live. Please, Lord, protect them from the struggles and pressures of this world. There is so much out there to draw them away from you. I pray that each of your children will live by your word, know your truth, obey you, and follow Jesus. He will show them the way. In His holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number. 1-800-527-5522. Again, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Take some time this week and think about how special you are. And remember,
you are a child of God, and He loves you just the way you are.
You are wonderfully made.
And you are a disciple of Jesus.
Share God's love. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.